energy prices have been skyrocketing. So the pump prices now in Singapore is actually higher than back then when the Korean War first started. So is the government considering any assistance for drivers, you know, as seen in other countries? And especially their calls to reduce petrol duty. So second part would be, how will Singapore's collaboration with Japan support our longer-term energy security?
We are monitoring the situation closely because it is dynamic. The U.S. had initially said that this military operation would be over in a matter of weeks. We are now in the third week. We don't know when it will stop. But quite aside from the military operation, the key question is whether or not the Strait of Hormuz will continue to be blocked and for how long. Even if the military operation were to stop, but the Strait of Hormuz continues to be blocked for a longer stretch, I think there would be severe consequences for the entire global economy. A lot of focus has been on oil and gas, but it goes beyond that because the supply of fertilizer, for example, may be impacted, and then it will have downstream impact on food supply. Or take another something else like helium. I think 30% of helium comes through, of the world's helium, comes through the Strait of Hormuz. And helium is used in MRI machines, specialized equipment in hospitals. It's used in semiconductor production. So it's used in many other areas. So there will be a lot of potential knock-on effects. So a prolonged blockage of the strait will have significant implications for the global economy and may tip the global economy into a tailspin, into a downturn or even a recession. So these are things that we worry about. We don't know if it will happen, but we are monitoring very closely. In the meantime, the measures that we had already announced in this year's budget are being rolled out. And households and businesses will feel the effects of these measures very soon, because things like U-Save will come out, will be rolled out very soon. On some of the business assistance measures will be rolled out. So we want to see these being implemented first. Households and businesses will feel the effects of these measures when they are rolled out. And then we will continue monitoring the situation because, as I said, it is very fluid and we are looking at all the different possibilities and contingencies that can happen. But if the need arises, then we stand ready to roll out and implement additional measures beyond what had been announced in the budget. And we will have the resources to do so decisively and quickly.
So what about the second part? So like how our collaboration for longer-term energy security?
Japan is an energy importer, like Singapore. They are also a heavy user of LNG. So they are also concerned about energy security like us. I think in some ways we can share experiences and we can work together because while we are both energy importers, Singapore is an oil and gas trading hub. So in fact, Japan does quite a bit of LNG procurement and trading out of Singapore. And a lot of the oil and gas supplies come through the Strait of Malacca, right, where Singapore is one of the littoral states. So it's one area where not so much to strengthen security because we are both in a way vulnerable, but we can provide mutual support for one another because we are in very similar situation and circumstances as energy importers and heavy LNG users. But beyond that, Japan also has considerable experience and expertise in low carbon energy because they have been trying to diversify. And they've been looking at ammonia and hydrogen. So we have some projects with them in ammonia, and we are looking to see how we can do more together on these new areas of low-carbon energy. And then thirdly, Japan, as you would have seen from the news, is restarting its nuclear power plants. It has experience in nuclear. And as we look to study the feasibility of nuclear, civilian nuclear power in Singapore, it's also an area where we would like to learn from Japan's experience.